Model Test 1. Writing Section.
First, read the passage on page 64 and take notes. Now listen to a lecture on the same topic as the passage that you have just read.
So, what are the problems associated with the graded school system? Well, for one thing, graded schools don't take into account the differences in academic readiness on the part of individual learners. And by that, I mean that some six-year-olds are simply not socially, mentally, or even physically mature enough to begin school. But others are ready in all those important ways by their fifth or even fourth birthdays. And by the time that girls and boys are in their early teens, we can see that there's a significant difference in maturity, in physical and social maturity, but they're still grouped together in intermediate grades in a graded school system. Okay, besides the obvious differences in individual readiness and maturity, the whole issue of promotion needs to be reviewed. Grade level requirements don't really deal with the actual learning that has occurred in a positive way. Many research studies confirm that repeating an entire year because some of the material is not learned contributes to boredom, poor self-concept, and eventually to higher dropout rates. And since graded schools are using group expectations as measured by performance on standardized tests, this is another way to evaluate the group rather than the individual. So what happens is that individual differences in how long it takes to learn a concept or the partial achievement of a grade-level curriculum that is never addressed by the graded school system. Students who need more time to learn have to repeat material that they already know. Students who can learn at a faster rate have to wait for the new material to be presented. So, as you can see, it's not ideal.